when you look at, take for example, the times or the places of where board meetings are held, oftentimes it's not a good time for a lot of these people, especially because they work full time, they have children. You know, sometimes the meetings are held in the evening time or held really early in the morning. And those are some of the things that we're starting to tackle, you know, within the county about how do we best provide an opportunity for those who are living with low incomes as well as people of color to serve on the boards. I think the other piece is that when you look at the demographics of Boulder in particular, but Boulder County, you know, there's a very the participation of folks, you know, on boards and commissions is a much older population and a much wider population, and so that is why, and I will also say a much wealthier population, a more affluent population. So a lot of these people have the time and the energy, and you know, and can afford to serve on these boards and commissions, you know, whereas, you know, those folks that have full-time jobs or have children, you know, don't necessarily have the means to, you know, do extracurricular activities within their community.
Are there maybe more nuanced barriers, maybe cultural or even language, where we're trying to reach out to maybe marginalized communities that have typically not had their voices included, and in fact, very often overtly excluded? Is that a barrier that you have to teach people to overcome so that they feel that they can stand up and have their voice heard and be included in this type of thing?
Absolutely. One of the other programs that we offer is called Creating Connections, which is more specifically for boards that are already developed, or, you know, board members who are actually looking to diversify their board. In the trainings, we talk a lot about some of the struggles, you know, that we see. The other thing that we talk about is, how do you keep a person interested? How do you keep a person feeling welcome? And, you know, we talk a lot about those language barriers and the cultural barriers and the logistic barriers. And how can boards be more flexible with their meeting times, how often they meet, or how can members of the board or commission provide input in how the services are being provided to the community. We have a lot of really great relationships with, take for example, boards who work in the human services field. So when you look at the boards that are in existence, and you look at the people that these organizations are serving, there's a huge disconnect. Oftentimes, those that are on the boards look or sound nothing like the people that they're serving. And so we often have to wonder, are we providing the best services, whether it's culturally relevant, culturally responsive, or even culturally aware? So those are also some of the, you know, some of the things that we hit on in our Creating Connections program.